adventurers, you have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nika Howard.
Hey guys, I am happy to be here.
And Jennifer Cheek.
What up, what up? It's me, Jennifer Cheek.
Hey.
This is all of us.
This is it. This is the only people that have ever been on the podcast. Mm-hmm. There's no one else. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's all. No one has been on it except for us, and no one ever will be on it except for us.
You know, one time Adam Bash and Sarah Tompkins guessed it. You know.
And one time our friend Matthew Morris was on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
The very good Carly Shields has been on. That was good.
Our friend Adil Rafai.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, no one's ever been on this show. Guys, just kidding. Mike Boffman's not here for this ep. He had to travel, and we sadly have to go on recording without him.
We can say what really happened. His sabotaging my Kickstarter so that it would get to 100,000 Bananas Foster really pushed me over the edge.
Yeah, and the friendship is irreparably broken right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some peace talks going on. There's lawyers involved. It's very intense.
Yeah, but, you know, Michael, let me be the first person to say congratulations on making that fucking cheddar.
Yeah, what the shit?
Getting paid.
Making that bananas.
Fucking drinking that piss, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait for my debt to be not as much as it used to be, but still there. It's going to be great. Thank you, everybody. It was huge and amazing.
Hey, we're talking about, hey, Michael, this is a family show. We're talking about your game, not your woohoo.
My butt?
Yeah, your big ass. No, don't you not have a butt?
But seriously, that was amazing. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Love you all.
Well, I for one, can't wait till it gets released, what, a month or?
Yeah, it'll be a couple weeks.
A couple
is 2 weeks, so it's a few weeks, which is more than two.
No one knows how many
more than two.
Weeks.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a while. I gotta make all that beautiful art.
Yeah, you gotta design bananas.
The most beautiful character of them all.
Yeah.
Who will not haunt anyone's dreams.
But
especially
if
not
you
mine.
Come out to PAX Unplugged. The four of us will be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my golly, if you're at PAX Unplugged, let's drop a bone.
What does that mean?
Roll a dice. I just learned about glomping. Don't glomp me.
Just cover your shirt, says no glomping.
No glomping. If any kawaii girls from 2008 try to glomp me, I'll be pissed.
So I'll definitely be bringing along a prototype, so... come play with me.
If they're not in Pokemon sleeves, then I refuse.
They will be in Pokemon
sleeves.
Okay,
good.
Absolutely. Oh, that is exactly where we are at.
Well, that whips ass.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Congratulations,
actually.
Again.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And
I'm
Carly,
so proud of you.
And Bridget.
I thought we were talking about PAX now.
Oh, I was just...
You mentioned the game, so
I was thinking about the game again.
Yeah. Let's not talk about.
Yeah, you keep bringing it back to the game, which we love, and we're so proud of you for.
Like, you're kind of like the most successful person that I know.
Yeah.
So.
What the fuck?
That is so not true.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
That has lived out their hopes and dreams. So.
I've never seen Michael
smile. All of us.
Thank you. Again, I'm still very broke. Let's just make it very clear,
Michael.
What?
Did you thank me?
I thank you every day.
Thank you.
I start every morning by sending you a G-chat just saying thank you
that
for letting me be in your life.
That is true. It scares me every morning because I'm still not used to it. Before we started streaming on this day, October 11th, we did our very first community art appreciation time.
Cat.
Which basically we take.
I thought it was the cummies. It's not the cummies.
I'm telling you, we're turning over a new leaf. We won't have
friendly.
Fucking goddamn motherfuckers. Hasbro will talk to us.
Yeah. Fine. It's cat.
Cat. Well, we can change it, but you know. But be if you do fan arts, as always, be sure to use the hashtag drunks and doodles. Fuck, I didn't look on the... Never mind, it's fine.
You didn't look in the hashtag?
No, I didn't look somewhere else, but we didn't get anything, so we looked there. That's the main way we're going to get it, and then slowly but surely we're going to build up our ability to really, really love on you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just want to love on you.
We just want to love on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shit. Let's play D&D. What do you say?
Yeah, and fuck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I can't find my good dice. I think Jennifer threw it somewhere.
Oh, no. You can't find your good dice, and you can't find the good scissors in the house.
Two pairs of good scissors.
Two pairs of good scissors.
No idea where they are.
I can only.
But I bet you have 5 pairs of shitty scissors, don't you?
We have
shitty
lot.
Scissors never leave.
Yeah. No, they're always there. I assume that our cats have hidden them.
No, I think you cleaned up here and put them somewhere foolish.
Well, they shouldn't have been out. And I'm not responsible for what I do when people are coming over in 10 minutes and I gotta clean real quick. Sometimes things get weird places.
Hey man, it happens.
Can you guys roll a d20 for me, please?
Buddy, you got it.
I guess. Oh, fuck. I got a 19.
You fool.
I rolled an 11.
I got a 10.
Oh, man. Come on, Nika. Get a 20 or 1. Wait, a 1.
No, I rolled an 11.
Oh, that's 2 ones. You have to do it twice.
The tip of my notebook hit my nipple and it didn't feel good.
Doorknob.
You self doorknob, which I think we determined doorknobbing is apparently was like a thing only like my middle school talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went to like look it up on Urban Dictionary and it was like not there. I'm like, oh.
I learned about glomping.
I think that means
urban.
A different thing.
I think it like does. What I mean when I say doorknobbing is when you punch someone directly in the middle of their boob.
Yeah, that's what we talked about too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Doorknobbing was whenever, like, if you farted or something, you had to, if you and your friend were together and your friend farted, if they couldn't touch a doorknob, then you got to punch them.
Okay. I feel like I've heard that.
Okay. Everyone, tell us what doorknobbing means to you. I need to know.
I wish.
Hashtag doorknob.
I would really like to make it the boob punching thing.
Can we make that
that's
happen?
That's what it was in high school.
Doorknob, like,
that's what a boob looks like. A proper boob looks like a doorknob.
Door?
And I do mean the long ones that kind of swirl. That's what a boob looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly what a boob looks like.
Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Do you have square paneling on your titties?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
The hand print thing from the James Bond films.
Yeah, yeah, that's what mine looks like.
So here's the deal. I don't know if you guys remember this, but most of last episode and Twitch, there's an episode that has not been released on the feed, FYI. Most of the last episode, I was Googling how to get to the Shadowfell.
Yes, you sure were.
Because it was RP. It was RP of Toby being in the library. So it kind of made sense. But also, I got kind of fascinated on how do people actually get to the Shadowfell. So we're back in Paler's Hope, right? We're about to head to the Shadowfell, right? But we needed to get prepared. We needed to figure out how to get to the Shadowfell and some other stuff. Scud did some Pokemon battling or skeleton battling.
Yeah, we all kind of went and like spent our evening on our own.
Yeah.
In our own ways.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, because didn't Lonnie and Scud go to the bar or something?
Yeah, they went together to the...
Where there was like illegal Pokemon battles happening. Underground Pokemon battles.
Yeah. Rowan and Ashiara Dane got their favorite... Jester Jumbles.
Yeah.
And they hung out there.
We drank rosé and watched Jumbles jumble about. Jumbles, sorry, who canonically looks like Gritty. I've decided. Okay. Hugo and I have decided that Jumbles canonically looks like Gritty, who I love, unironically.
Also, Walls of the Tavern was called Gritty's.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very Gritty-centric episode, apparently.
In the future, you now know that we are in the timeline. When Gritty existed before he murdered the Philadelphia Eagles. Wait, what?
No, the Flyers. Philadelphia, the, what is that?
The Kazoo Man.
What the fuck's up with your mascots? I like it. I don't understand it. That's all.
He killed the Bruin. He drowned it.
That's fair.
In a bathtub of hot dog water. So this is the 3 month where Gritty existed. I have literally no idea what else happened, but Toby figured out a way to get there. I forget how, actually.
Actually, it was Jayla suggested that you use the comb.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So Jayla had a Raven Queen comb. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that to attune a tuning fork to get us there. So Jayla saved the day yet again, because I was like, Michael, you're going to have to come up with some bullshit or else it's going to take me a month.
We're just going to chill out and Paler's Hope. Everything's very bad.
Yeah. Because again, I got super obsessed to try and figure out how to get to the Shadowfell. And really,
I thought you were mad.
To me, honestly.
He was just extremely Googling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was funny because like, Toby is in an expansive library talking to other expansive libraries. So I was just role playing, you know, off to my side. Mm-hmm. You know,
did we talk about how, so what the heck is up with Adira right now?
What the heck?
Like, I forget if that was dealt with in the last.
You guys didn't sit down and exchange theories. You can if you would like to.
And be like, what the shit? So
what the piss?
So from my notes that I have, so Adira has ties to the Nine Hells, which does make sense because of the whole Devils thing.
Mm-hmm.
She may be working with Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm.
He's the money liker.
Yeah, and Eckhart fought with Adira, trying to bring balance. Oh, right, because they are both part of the...
Circle of Seven.
Circle of Seven.
Circle of Nine. Circle of Seven. There's just a lot of Nine Hells was in my brain. So they fought before.
Together.
Oh, together. Yes. Fought on the same
side.
They
were teammates, yep.
Because the Circle of Seven wants to keep balance between things. But right now it seems like Adira's like kind of doing her own thing.
Michael, she's doing bad things if you ask me.
I mean, she's
not
the most trustworthy.
So Eckhart essentially relayed to you that she has gone rogue and is causing... just massive craziness.
She's just back at her devil shit again.
Back
she
at
can't
it again.
Stop.
At the Nine Hells.
She's all tricked out in her Hot Topic gear.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question. How the fuck did Adira get to level 20 before we did?
She's been doing Michael? Devil shit.
She didn't take like 7 years off.
That's fair. That's
How
fair.
Many shopping episodes did she have? Was
so
it less
many.
Than us?
They were all in the Hot Topic.
Damn.
Well, let's get started because we've been recording for so long.
If you would like to hear Adira's story, go to patreon.com/dd podcast. It's all there.
Is that real?
Hundreds
I want to listen to it. Can we listen to it?
I'm joking. That's a joke. But you can go there.
If we get to the $8,000 level, Michael will talk into a microphone and cough about Adira.
Sure.
You will only cough into a microphone.
Yeah.
Which I know one of you out there is really into, at least.
Sexy. Okay, yeah. So, well, Michael, where are we? What's up? And shit.
What's up?
You just appeared magically in the Shadowfell.
Nice.
And just for a little more context, again, this is different than the typical setup. According to Wizards of the Coast.
Not your traditional Shadowfell.
Right. So
this is Michael's original Shadowfell, do not steal.
It's no, please steal it. But it's, you know, it's essentially on the way. It's like if you go through that, you can go through the Underdark, which is the deep, dark, bad place under where Drunkross is. Mm-hmm. Like you can just walk there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all like the mind flayers and purple worms and shit are. Dark elves.
Is Doug the Dark Elf alive?
I think so.
That makes sense to me. Yeah.
We're going to beat him one day.
How would you kill him?
I don't. <He can't.
laughs> So if you go all the way down, you basically can hop over into the Shadowfell, which is essentially a mirror image of the Feywild, in that it is like the dark version of the Primaterial Plane.
So it's like what the Feywild looked like when we got there, and it looked bad and messed up.
Right. Right. Wouldn't it be funny if you got here and it was all like fruit, like, colorful and beautiful?
It's all fucked up. It's full of candy canes and satyrs. Shit.
But also the entrance to basically the plane of the dead where the Raven Queen is in the Shadowfell. So I think in Wizards of the Coast thing, Shadowfell is just like the Raven Queen's realm.
Mm-hmm.
But I like there being an echo of the Feywild.
More. Gotcha.
Anyway. That's my thing.
I respect it.
I'm not super familiar with all the realms in D&D verse, so I wasn't too sure what's different of yours.
This is the only real one to me.
Just the Shadowfell.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. We're there. I love it.
Woo. So you're there. Like it seems like the world is just made of grays and blacks. Like it doesn't. It seems like all color has been sucked out of everything.
Do we have color?
You do, but it looks much. It looks very muted,
like old timey movies and
is
shit.
Is it like sepia?
What's that movie?
Okay,
movie? Is it Pleasantville?
The yes,
movie where they get color back when they do sins.
When they come, every time you come, you get the color back.
It's also The Giver. That's like kind of a thing in that as well.
Oh damn. Okay, well, Toby, seeing what's happening, immediately comes.
So at first you think, like, you wonder if it's snowing.
Okay.
But it appears that there's just sort of, like, ash and dust.
Oh, man.
Like,
that's whipping through cursed. The air.
Not again.
Oh, is this, like, Silent Hill? I know we just went through 20 different things that it was like, but could it also be, like, this thing?
It's kind of like Silent Hill and kind of like
Pompeii, the movie, also starring Kit Harington. Which Kit Harington movie is this? I keep interrupting you.
The Upside Down from
Were we just there?
Stranger Things.
This is the real one.
Michael, watch another show.
No.
Never.
So it's just like a completely bleak landscape. You see some like ominous mountains in the distance. And you also see what appears to be like a city off in the distance as well. All these visuals are happening. But really the first thing that strikes you is you feel like you're dying, like your soul is being ripped from your body.
Wow, that's gonna be a pretty
tell me
long
something
shot.
I don't feel.
Yeah, I feel like I relate to that shit.
Everyone, get your, get your acting chops ready.
Hmm.
It feels like it's what was the date? November
8th,
2016, whatever that time was.
Damn.
That's what it feels like.
I don't like that date.
And I'm going to just immediately ask you all to make a constitution saving throw. All
right.
For you, anything, brother. 24, my love.
20? What is your constitution?
I have a feat. I have a plus 10.
You have a plus 10 to constitution? That makes no sense.
Saving throw? Yeah.
I hate it.
I have 15.
I rolled a 14 con. And I have a 9, so 23.
Damn! What the fuck?
What up? High five, high five, high five.
Toby and Lonnie, you look to your right and your left as Scud and Rowan slump to the ground.
No!
Are they dead? Did they die?
You don't know.
I ran over and touched the neck.
Rowan's like, I haven't taken my brain pills.
Roll medicine.
Oh, that's what I'm so good at. Let's do it. 16.
She's alive.
Lonnie, she's alive. What? I don't.
Just get up. Just be. Just get be up. Yourself. Just get up.
Get up. Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm shaking.
Rowan is like, she, like, her skin, because she's got, like, kind of, like, olive-toned skin, but she's, like, so ashen, she looks, like, gray. Like, she's not looking good right now.
Damn.
You all notice what appears to be sort of like a cloud of dust or smoke in the distance.
That's where Jesus is.
Coming from the direction of the city.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like a damn dust devil.
And I'm going to ask you guys to make another constitution saving
throw. Quit.
Ouch.
All of us?
I'm sad.
Yeah, all of you, sure.
I got a 16.
Oh, no.
Natural 20, baby.
I got a 7.
Toby, you look to your left, and Lonnie slumps down.
No!
On top, on the pile.
Not Can good. I just fall down onto Scud?
Not good. Not good.
Oh, hell, Toby, what's the point? We ain't never going to find anything.
Zone.
We did all this work for nothing.
So, Michael, do you want me to just go ahead and keep rolling this d20 until I get less than a what? What are you shooting for?
You looked at it. Well, what are you going to do? What are you doing
me?
Right now?
Okay, so yeah. There's a cloud coming towards me, correct?
Uh-huh.
A depression cloud, apparently.
I'm going to cast Major Image, and I'm going to push the group together, and I'm going to create a hut made out of adamantine or whatever around us, infuse it with shadow magic in order to not, and I'm gonna hopefully, you know, not die.
Okay.
Is that cool?
So can you, are you, you've encased everybody into a hut so you can't see anymore?
Correct. Cannot see. I've made it airtight, which we'll see if that's a good idea.
Oh, no.
Okay, roll me another con.
You got it, buddy. Rolling so good. 29.
Nice. Okay, you're holding it together. Everyone else is definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a big pile.
Okay.
You can hear what sounds like horse hooves off in the distance.
I love horses.
Still pretty far away. Are you going to sit tight?
I'm going to change the shape of my hut to include... to glass, so I can see outside of it, I guess.
Okay. The cloud appears to be...
A crystal! Diamond.
Ooh, nice.
You can't trick me.
The cloud appears to be riders coming towards you. They're still a fair ways off, though.
Do they look strong?
Well, you can't really tell. They're very far away.
Okay.
Still.
Damn it. This sucks beans, Michael.
Can you give me another constitution there?
Fuck! Ooh. All right, there we go. 16.
Total?
Total. I'm not even going to use my feet because I think I know where this is going.
as your vision begins to blur, you see this large group of hooded riders riding up to you with long spears, and you slowly black out.
Well, damn, we all died. That sucks. Well, it's fair. I know people always yell at you for killing us without us rolling, but here, everyone saw it.
Yeah.
We all rolled several times.
This is how it went.
Yeah.
Bachman, too. He rolled.
Yeah, he rolled.
I rolled for him.
He didn't do good?
He rolled bad. Okay.
As you're blacking out, you hear a gruff voice say, "Your presence here is unlawful, and you're under arrest."
Oh. No. I'm here to find...
now what's happening? Is that good?
That's it. We'll see you guys next week.
You fools.
That was a fun campaign, I guess. I assumed it would probably end like this. Mike was like, "I just got this fucking money. Eat shit, guy. I don't give a shit about you."
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You are, all three of you lurch awake as as the wagon you're in goes over a very big bump.
Okay, yeah, I fucking cast all sorts of fucking spells.
What?
Well...
Just wake up, cast spells! Mm-hmm.
You immediately notice that you're wearing these, not gauntlets. What is it when, like...
Manacles.
Yeah.
You're wearing manticles.
Manticores.
You're wearing manticores. Manacles.
Okay.
Handcuffs.
You're cuffed, and you go to cast the spell, and you can't.
I'm a wizard. I'm very frail.
They're magical.
Yeah.
Magical manacles.
Oh my god.
Unfortunately, they're the opposite. They're anti-magical. Manacles.
Okay, well, I take them off.
They're locked. They're locked onto you.
Where's my boat? Where's my oath bow?
Who has us? What's happening?
You don't seem to have your oath bow.
Do we have anything on us? And are we wearing our regular clothes?
Are we naked?
You're wearing your regular clothes.
Okay.
But you do not seem to have your worldly possessions with you.
Can I hook my toesies on Lonnie? I pinch Lonnie with my toes, and I pinch Rowan with my toes, and I say, sorry, Scud. And then I try to activate my robe of stars to go to the astral plane.
Oh, you're not wearing it anymore.
But you said we were wearing our regular clothes, Michael.
Michael! All magical items have been removed from your person. Yeah.
Beans!
Man. There's also, you do need, there's like a burly man in the wagon with you as well. Who's also manacled.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And is Scud with us or is just the three of us?
Scud is there too, yep.
All right. Is he's just like knocked out
he's
still
passed out. Oh, he must not have a very good constitution.
Oh, it's so weird.
I don't know if you guys can hear him snoring.
he's definitely snoring.
Thank you. Oh, we're sure in a pickle now, aren't we?
The burly man seems very agitated.
What does he look like?
He's large. Mm-hmm. He's half of his head is shaved.
Mm-hmm. What half? The right or left?
The left half. He looks dirty. He looks like he's been in the... He looks like somebody who's been in the Shadowfell for a while.
Ooh.
And he's got, like, big dark circles under his eyes. And he's just kind of muttering himself. He's like, I can't go there. I can't go there.
So can I like get up and like walk around, but my hands are manacled?
No, you seem to be bound.
Damn.
I was just saying if I can
your hands and feet.
Can I like pat him?
You can maybe roll off the bench if you really wanted to.
That seems dangerous. I'm not gonna do that.
Could we wiggle and thrash?
You can wiggle and thrash, sure. Yes, absolutely.
Are we still depressed?
You're very, it's a huge bummer.
Damn. Damn.
I was gonna roll, I guess a persuasion to like try to talk to him and be like, hey man, like what's going on?
Roll persuasion.
Yes. 12?
He like lurches away from you and he's like, don't touch me.
I can't touch you.
I can't go there. Not to Grawl. Any place but Grawl.
Oh, good. They're taking us to Grawl? That's where we wanted to go.
I mean, oh no, Grawl.
The door opens and you see one of those cloaked, you're like this, it's like a small, it's bigger than a window, but it opens up.
Yeah.
And there's bars.
Like a hatch.
Yeah, like a hatch.
Oh, okay.
And one of the cloaked figures goes, shut up. And they stab their pokey lance in through the thing and stab this guy in the shoulder.
And why they don't stab him?
And Toby tries to stand up and it's like, where are you taking us?
I think they're gonna take us to Grawl.
Oh.
And you hear a clang.
What part
as
of
the
Grawl?
as the hatch closes.
Hello?
Why don't you wanna go there?
No one ever comes back from Grawl.
Why are they taking you to Grawl?
Yeah, what'd you do, friend?
I didn't do anything. What did you do?
We just showed up here. And,
yeah.
They immediately grabbed us.
They used some sort of foul magics upon us that made us weak.
Same with me. I didn't do anything either.
Now, where did you come from initially? Because we came from a different realm to get here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Underdark.
Cool.
I was part of a mining expedition.
Oh, dangerous.
And, you know, one thing led to another. You know how it is.
Yeah, it goes.
You bored too far?
Yes, exactly.
Can I do an insight check on my friend here?
Sure. Boop.
I'm doing it. Oh, cool. 14, plus one insight.
He seems on the up and up.
Cool beans. All right, love it. Well... and I huddle close to Lonnie and Rowan. All right, well, it looks like we're in a bit of a pickle.
But at the same time, we did want to go here, so, you know, like, maybe we can make this work for us.
Yeah, really.
I mean, kind of... Oh, sorry, Toby, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, like, I know things are real bad and they suck, but, like, at least we don't have to walk the whole way.
That's so true. Well, conserve her energy.
Yeah.
I mean, Scud's really conserving his energy. He's snoring right now.
He's asleep.
He's technically the... Michael, how long is the trip from when they abducted us
Definitely a long rest.
I mean, yeah. you guys just woke up, so...
Do I have
sure
my spells
how long
back?
You've been there.
Is that a
no,
long rest?
No, you don't have any spells. You got no spells.
Yeah, Michael, I do!
Well, it's different because I've cast two spells.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What?
I cast two spells. One to get us here. And then I cast Major Image.
But then you lost your ability to spell. You were overcome.
Right, but I'm saying...
You search within yourself, and you see that you have not regained your slots.
Why?
Because you didn't sleep that long.
Piss.
It wasn't
and
restful.
You've gotten very used to sleeping 20 out of 24 hours a day.
I'm going to stay up. I'm going to do it. Okay, next time they open up that thing, should we try to kick them?
I mean, we could try to, you know, like, conk them over the head and take their clothes and, like, we'll drive in. But we don't have any fucking magic right now.
Lonnie, try
or weapons.
Try to get me out of this or try to get out of this. Come on.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't ever ask for anything. But also, maybe I ask for everything.
Please,
but,
as a friend, friendly advice. Try to make the next sentence not include the words "the Flash." Is this my, you know? If you have to kind of spin it, you know, don't like if it's something the Flash does. Don't say, "Hey, the Flash." Just say, you know, like. So I was thinking I could run real fast and put like lightning bolts on the side of my head and wear a red suit. Do that. But.
Go ahead, Nika.
No, I think we're done here.
Nika, just try to, like, you know, trick him. You see, he's sick. He's probably drunk off of
very dumb
of his Kickstarter. He's a weak-minded fool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael. Well, okay. It is possible. All things through magic are possible. All things through hope.
You are wearing anti-magic manticles, but go on.
Well, I'm not magic, though, so I feel like Lonnie should be able to use... Mm-hmm. If I have my fists together, that's almost like a double attack. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I attack the wagon in different places, then I can use my drunken master move and just like, bam, 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 and just... rip the wagon apart. This is actually something the Flash does not do.
I was so scared. Like, she's doing so good. I'm so proud of her.
So can I try to smash the manacles?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. What if I roll a nat 20?
That would be wild.
They're still not going to smash.
Yeah, I mean, nat 20 isn't automatically, you know.
Shit. I rolled an 8, so I got like a 19 to hit.
Okay. What are you smashing them into?
Is it like a covered wagon or like a prison wagon?
Yeah, it's like a covered wagon. You're essentially in a box. There's a hatch in the front and a hatch in the back.
But not like a pioneer covered wagon.
Not like with the fabric on the top. Like, mm-hmm. This is like a jail wagon.
Well, just hit it against the stereotypical longhorns that are hung up on the side.
It's an old-timey paddy wagon.
Yeah.
I think that it would be the most unsturdy... where the door is, maybe like up at the top, if I could like get bored by the top loose.
Okay, so you smash your manacles right into there and you take 24 electric damage as your manacles zap the shit out of you.
Does her hair stand on end?
Can I have, I want fan art of that moment.
She looks like Frankenstein.
Does Lonnie still have her ferret wine? Because a fan art of both Lonnie with electric X eyes and the ferret.
You hear like a low, grumbly chuckling from the front of the cabin.
So, does it look like Lonnie electrocuted herself from her manacles or from...
Manacles.
Okay. So, Toby... Why would I do this? No. What? Toby would just, you know, I can't do anything. I'm weak. I have a -1 strength, you know?
I don't think any of us can do anything right now.
Get me. Toby's just like.
Let me out.
I hate this.
What if we all just sat in the back and we just screeched?
Okay.
In the most annoying
pitch. What if we sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer.
Hey, Hooded Figures, do you want to hear the most annoying sound of the world? Michael, are they fans of the Dumb and Dumber?
The hatch opens again and they stab the other guy again with the thing.
He's like,
guys, this is kind of perfect though. They're not stabbing us.
Leave him alone.
Please just be quiet. My shoulder hurts so much.
I was gonna suggest a song that never ends, but I guess that we should maybe not, because this guy's gonna die.
I have an idea.
Okay, don't scream anymore.
I love it in here. I hope I never get let out.
Yeah, this is my favorite wagon.
This shit is cool.
Yeah, I like this wagon, and I like hanging out with you guys inside the wagon. And you know what? I love the guys driving the wagon too.
Yeah, I love it when that guy gets stabbed.
The hatch opens again, and the Hooded Figure looks back, and he goes, "Did you say you love us and you like hanging out here? Is that what you said?"
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are enjoying this. This is good for you.
I like it.
This is pleasurable.
He stabs the other guy again. And
can I put my manacles in the way? Like, can I do like a...
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Roll to put your manacles in the way.
Okay. I got a 16 plus who knows what.
All right. You get your manacles right in between the hatch and the thing. And you just immediately realize this is a terrible idea. You take 28 electricity damage.
No, it's a good idea because...
Lightning damage? Like, whatever the electrical one is.
26. It doesn't matter for me. But Michael, how much damage is the guy doing the stab?
None. He takes none.
Why?
He just doesn't take any.
You monsters! I was kidding. I don't like it here.
He didn't deserve that.
Leave him alone, you cowards.
The hatch is closed again. Yeah, that guy's bleeding pretty good.
He's really gonna die.
Hey, man. Sorry about that.
Really?
This is almost worse than Grull.
I thought... I thought they were going to come at us.
Do you work for them? Is it you're part of that? Is this like, is this part of it?
I mean, yeah, based on what you know, you don't know. The Duke keeps stabbing you. That's not fair.
It's
but no, we don't.
Really, it's not cool, man.
My name's Toby. Toby Treacletart. Have you heard of my family's confectionery?
No, I'm Brook Tog.
Brook Tog?
Brook Tog the Stabbed is my new name. I just named myself that.
Brook, are you a human? I say to Michael. Are you an half-orc?
Are you a Goliath?
He's a half-Goliath.
Whoa, he big!
Michael, have we ever had a Goliath in this campaign?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think maybe one of Trant Thumble's kids is a Goliath.
Okay.
That would be possible.
Sure. Well, my half-Goliath friend, we're going to try to make sure you don't get stabbed again, but...
We're going to be good now.
Yeah.
Just, you know, but we're still going to be thinking and scheming.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be stuck here, and you know what? We're going to help you out, too.
We're going to help you out, too, Brooke.
Thanks, guys.
You're going to become Brooke Tog the Free, and the Parfait Eater.
Brooke Tog the Strong.
You like parfaits, my buddy?
Guys, how did you know?
Well, I mean, everybody likes
parfaits. Everybody likes parfaits. Delicious. We've all seen Trek.
the wagon lurches to a stop.
Brooke, get behind us.
And the back hatch opens up.
How'd they know?
They throw a hood over Brook Tog's head.
No, Brooke!
And pull him out. And they do the same thing to you all. And they,
okay, come on.
And you're ushered somewhere.
Oh.
You don't know because it's dark. Because of the hood.
Oh. Do I feel any clues of my elf feet? My half elf feet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do any what?
Do I feel any clues with my half elf feet?
Any clues?
On the ground?
Yeah, Michael, is she walking over bubble wrap, broken eggshells?
I just feel like I've gotta have something for this. Hold on a second.
Yeah, let's just pause for a minute.
I'm a natural explorer. I'm a ranger.
Natural terrain doesn't slow our travel down, by the way, Michael. So
yeah.
We make record time to prison.
Even when you are engaged in another activity while traveling, you remain alert to danger.
Are we in danger?
Am I?
That's good. Yes, you feel an extreme amount of danger.
Rowan mutters, "Nice."
Okay, I don't. You know what? On second thought, I don't feel like I have anything that will help in this situation.
Well, you totally. Can roll
like a nape.
I don't know something. Sure.
Dungeoneering.
Like a nature to like be like, oh, this is like mud or this is gravel or I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you. I'd say that you know if it was mud or gravel.
Okay.
Or if it was bubble wrap or. Okay. Eggshells or spaghetti.
Like, I'm pretty sure Jennifer would know if it was mud or gravel.
Are you sure?
I would not.
Well, our old bat, I'm sure you're all surprised. I got a 9 my nature roll. What do my half-elf feet tell me?
You're almost positive that it's stone.
Okay.
Almost positive it's solid.
Almost positive. It could be a very hard wood, but it feels like stone.
Let's. What is it? Hardwood? There's stone?
Concrete,
I would say is stone.
It's different.
Like a brick. Yeah,
brick. Still stone.
Oh, yeah. My feet just don't.
Something else, you know?
My feet are baffled by it.
Baffled by it.
It's confusing.
I mean, they're
confounded.
They probably don't have plastic in this world. Truly a hell world.
It's linoleum. Bad carpet.
That's true. Bad carpet, yes.
As opposed to a lush IKEA rug.
Yeah.
So I'm now going to, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Don't do me at the feet. Bye.
Jennifer, can you take your headphones off, please?
Yep.
Hi, Nika.
Hi, Michael.
First, you're brought through what you can assume is like a door, and like the sound changes around you. You feel like you're in a more confined space, and you're sat down into a chair, and you're tied to a chair.
Is it comfy?
It's actually
not. Is it a little wobbly?
It's not wobbly. It's very sturdy. It's not as uncomfortable as it might be, but it's not exactly plush.
Sure.
And the hood is pulled from your head, and you're sitting at a table across from one of these hooded figures. and they go, "What is your name?"
"Oh, my name's Lonnie. What's your name?"
I will do the question asking here, please.
Oh, it's only polite to ask it back.
How do you plead?
What am I pleading to?
Just answer the question.
I don't feel right answering a question that I don't fully understand. There might be some folk out there who just blindly answer, but I feel like I need a little more information to assess the situation, sir.
I'll put not guilty. That's what most people plead.
Oh. I would like to plead that I am probably not guilty, but there was one time where I did steal a pie.
It doesn't matter.
Oh. Oh, wait, it doesn't matter what I plead? Well, then why ask the question?
It's all part of the paperwork.
Why don't you just fill out the paperwork if it doesn't matter, and then you don't have to go through the process of doing the interview? Might save yourself a little bit of time and trouble.
Do you have any useful skills?
I can run real fast. I've been told that perhaps I might be able to phase through things or throw lightning at some point.
I see.
But I think that's pretty... Oh, I punch things, too, and I got ferret wine if you ever get thirsty. And I always carry an egg salad sandwich. It's only made me poop real bad twice, but that's a risk you gotta take.
Okay. And he, or it, beckons, and another figure comes in. This one is wearing the same outfit, but it doesn't have its hood up. It appears to be... you would say probably like a half dark elf.
Oh.
They take one of your hands as it's like strapped down, but they take it and they cut across it with a blade.
Oh.
And take some of your blood.
Why'd you do that?
In a vial, and they stopper it up, and they walk away without saying a word.
It's very rude. If you steal someone's blood, you should tell them why. I have a right to know if it's going to be made into a pudding.
You are then ushered away. Are you're given some new clothes to wear?
Do I have to wear them?
They don't seem to be giving you a choice otherwise. You've got an orange jumpsuit sort of thing.
Do I have a number?
Yes. What would you like the number to be?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you got to make it up. You have to present me with my options. Not option, but...
what?
Oh, I was just going to say that stupid number that I made up for Lonnie's backstory report. Maybe this is how she gets the number.
It's whatever that number is.
Okay.
And then they shuffle you away. You're not sure quite to where. I think we'll switch to somebody else. Well, did you want to do something?
Oh, just like... Whenever they go, she would like yell out where her friends were, like, "Where are my friends? Where are Toby and Rowan and Scud and Brooke, Tog, the Stabbed?"
And then we'll fade out your scene and we'll bring in somebody else. Good work.
Thank you. It was fun.
Hello? What?
Who wants to go next?
Oh, it's like a turn-based thing. Tim go.
Okay.
Fucking
I'm gonna take my headphones back off.
Jennifer, take your headphones off and don't listen to me.
Oh, should I leave? I'll zone out.
Put the other
head. Okay. So you are shuffled into a room.
Okay, cool.
And
great.
You are sat down pretty harshly into a chair, and your arms and such are bound to the chair. And the hood is unceremoniously ripped off your head.
Ugh.
And there is a cloaked figure sitting across a table in
front
of you.
What type of cloak are we talking? We talking black,
dusty, dirty, black, gray, not very pleasant. Looks like it's probably smelly.
I do my best. I'm comfortable, face.
And they appear to be doing some sort of paperwork. And they go, "Name."
I don't respond.
"Name. I'm gonna put Brad."
"My name's..."
"Your name is now Brad. How do you plead?"
"What are the charges?"
"How do you plead?"
"What are the charges?"
"Most people put not guilty. I'll put not guilty."
I plead, do you have a copy of the code legal that I could peruse?
Do you have any useful skills?
Me? Well, I'm one of the greatest wizards in all of the Primaterial Plane. I can make some tasty treats from time to time, although I'm not nearly as good as my grandpapa was. See, my grandpapa, he invented the Treacle Tar Confectionery Company, which I'm sure even you've heard of.
He gestures, and what appears to be a half dark elf comes into the room.
Oh, hello. Hi. My name's Brad.
And he just kind of like looks at you and gives you like a weird kind of half nod.
What's your name?
He turns your hand over and okay. He runs a blade across it.
Why? Why? Why?
And he catches a bunch of your blood in a vial.
Give that out. Stop. I need that blood.
And he stoppers it up and walks out.
Okay. Can I have a Band-Aid or something, please? There's blood everywhere and it's gross.
He turns back and hands you a kind of dirty handkerchief.
I cast Prestidigitation to clean it up, naturally, and, you know, I'm sure it works.
It does not work.
Ugh, not even cantrips. Do you have do you have a cleaner? I'm going to get a disease if I use this.
You hear what sounds like Lonnie in pretty far off saying, where are my friends? Something like that.
Oh, there's Lonnie. Or Brad, too.
And you get shuffled out of the room.
Okay, well.
And that's where we end our scene.
Okay, bye. I'll see you later. What are your skills? I'm done?
You're done.
Okay, cool. All right, Jennifer.
All right. I'm here.
Okay. So your hood, you still have a hood on. You're taken into what feels like a room. Like you can feel like it's more sort of confined in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sat down in a chair and tied to it. And then your hood is unceremoniously ripped from your head. And sitting across from you, you're at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting across from you is a cloaked figure.
Okay.
And they appear to be doing paperwork of some sort.
Okay.
And they ask, "What is your name?"
You've probably heard of me before, but my name's Rowan Gray of... And she's, like, kind of looking at him, like, expecting for him to, like, say it back, and he does it. It's just, like, Tower of Gray. I'm sure you've heard of it.
How do you plead?
Plead... Man, I don't know how to answer that, because this doesn't... You know what? Let's take a step back.
Most people plead not guilty. I'll put not guilty.
Well, of course. I just was going to say this is a big misunderstanding. So it doesn't really even make sense for me to plead not guilty because it's not relevant at all.
It doesn't really matter.
Not applicable in A.
Do you have any useful skills?
Buddy, do I? Well... Pretty good with the bow and arrow, which I would love to have back, if we can work on that. I'm very quick, stealthy, good at talking to people. I'm a natural leader. Really.
He gestures and a half dark elf comes into the room and turns your left hand over and runs a very sharp blade across it.
No!
And then catches a whole bunch of your blood in a vial, stoppers it up, and walks out.
Rowan kind of like looks at her hand like completely in shock that someone has actually done this to her. Like.
And then you're taken out of the room and ushered to you don't know where. And then we'll ask everyone to put their headphones on. Hey, everybody.
I've been disrespected.
Oh, no.
Oh, you did?
I've been disrespected.
How? Mine went really well.
They stole my blood.
Everything was good in mine. Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't say. You don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, you're just going to have to wait until next week to find out what happens.
What?
Michael, come on. Seriously, no.
Michael!
Yeah. Michael.
Michael.
Don't end on a cliffhanger. No one likes it because then they want to listen to the next episode.
You just have to listen to know what is this all about? Why do they want your blood?
Do they think it's good?
They didn't say. They didn't taste it or anything. So.
But Michael, you wrote this adventure, so you know.
I mean, do I?
Like, you know, though, right?
I like to split my brain in two. And then the part of it that knows is
mm-hmm. That's smart.
Talk to the part that is connected to my mouth.
You gotta keep it separate.
Well, I gotta assume some sort of blood magic, some sort of compelling, some sort of who knows what, right? Like
it's just like Kvothe keeps like two things in his brain at the same time.
Right. I was talking about the blood.
It's like that. Blood magic is important to those people as well.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm. It's bad everywhere. So they're probably gonna use our blood to like trick us, to compel us or something, right? You know, and
or they could like scry on us.
Yeah, they can scry on
us. Or build clones.
Or build clones. I think yeah. Maybe I don't know if it how if blood is enough.
I actually don't know. I was being silly, but
I mean, cloning wouldn't really help. No, based I was on, mostly joking. Unless Michael has magic that I don't know about.
The things that you guys said were probably more accurate than what they're doing with
them. Any damn way.
Could just be something that I made up.
They could also just like really like to do the cutties, you know?
It's just such a power move.
Yeah, maybe that guy is going to like do a sex thing with it.
He loves blood. He likes knife play.
Hey, man.
Ooh, instead of lube, just
rubbing
it out with some nice blood.
I accidentally found my way to a BDSM Twitter lady, and I don't know how I got there, but it was things such as...
Oh, you know how you got there.
She slapped the penis. Like, real hard. And the guy was like, "Youch!" and then it progressed to shooting the man in the back with like a staple gun.
What?
I didn't like Owie. That. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that didn't do. Yeah. I was like, I don't like it. So I did not look at it again. I don't remember how I got it.
Internet's not a good place.
But you know what is a good place, Michael DeMauro?
Our feedback zone?
The feedback place, you know, where you say, you know what? I like this show. It's provided me approximately 38 minutes of joy once a month, so I'm going to let them know.
Throw me away.
I was going to do it.
I was nervous you weren't.
Away says, "Please call me Dorkblade. Randomly found your podcast looking for stuff to listen to at work in October. Not the best idea, I guess, because my coworkers probably think I'm strange now from trying not to laugh. Thank you so much. O-positive blood. Ooh, blood review in a blood episode. Listening to you all has been such a joy. They're such a great cats. Stop.
Oh my god, they are really wild out there.
They're such..." I had to stop Laser from jumping in the toilet as I made Tinky. And I was like, "Get out of there." And his little tongue was blepping all over the place. I was like, "Too cute. I'm going to die." There's such great chemistry between you and you have... had me crying from laughing so hard. Thrifty, your stories are amazing, and I look forward to the shenanigans to come. Thrifty, greater than other very popular actual play DM that I don't want to dunk on. J-Flex Breeze from Germany says, "JK, love you all. Great podcast." JK, come on, man. Makes me want to get into D&D. Supersonic Mike D says, "The most amazing D&D podcast. The crew is what D&D is all about. A bunch of friends having fun. It just so happens it's a lot of fun to listen and be along for the ride. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll do the DM face on how dumb the players are." I doubt that. "And you'll find yourself doing a sly flourish at how awesome it all is." Shiny Rounds says, "Essential listening for geeky people. Started at the bachelorette party and loved the character so much I just had to go back to listen to it all. Couldn't survive long hours of lab work without this podcast. My sides didn't from laughing so hard." Naxarguckfaff says, love. "It took me longer than most to get caught up, like almost a year. Not a week or 3 weeks, but I did and fell in love with this group instantly. I went to this podcast wanting to learn how to play, which I believe I did through you guys. Probably not the exact way, lol, but I like the way you guys play. You're all incredibly talented. You keep blowing me away between the story that shows no sign of ending. Props to you, Thrifty Sir. Seriously, I hope it doesn't... I want to hear you all still podcasting from nursing homes. I love you guys. Keep up the amazing work. Seriously, forever. Michael, you deserve all the praise, bud. You know.
Shut up. Come on.
Aunt Stop. Mac says, "You five are the best. I've been listening since January, and I'm hooked. I've now listened to more episodes than I haven't. Maybe the time that I catch up to up to all these amazing reviews, I can catch up to the remaining episodes. On some days, you guys are the first voices I hear when I wake up and the last before I fall asleep. Thank you for what you do." Okay, bye.
Aw.
Just let me rate this so it goes away from the United Kingdom. Over planning galore. If you love entire episodes, one just planning and goofs between friends, this one's for you. Started from episode one a few months ago, been listening to this at work in the warehouse, and now I'm caught up. I might start listening from start again. Thank you. Frank's Extra Finger says, 39 out of 9,000 listeners found this useful. Have you ever experienced anything that has completely recharged your life and given you some direction? The five of you have done all of that for me. I started at the Slabs near the end of May and just caught up. I haven't played tabletop RPGs for most of my life, but found D&D to be really boring because it's just hack and slash. However, I found that Bachman and Tim's roleplaying is astounding. I have begun adding that kind of color to my characters. I've livened up to my Tomb of Annihilation game drastically. Thrifty, your DM ability has encouraged me to start DMing and making it more fun by saying yes, but and being less concerned with whether it follows the rules. Nika knows the game so well, she's like a globetrotter. And Jennifer, your crappy rolls make the game so fun because it stimulates more creativity.
That's right.
I caught up and got into Twitch tonight. So excited to be finally watching you guys. It's your week off. No. Anyways, thanks guys. Y'all deserve the awards. Dakonda from Mississippi says, OG Slabber. Hello, longtime listener, first time reviewer. This is by far the strangest Pokemon Go podcast I've ever heard. It just made the transition to iOS, so I can finally rate the chemistry between the players is clearly seen, while their plucky ability to pull through despite crushing obstacles. What keeps you coming back for more every week? To keep up the good work... keep up the good work... There's not any periods in this. Keep up the good work, and Thrifty Nerd, keep us enthralled with your fantastic storytelling. Stay swifty, everyone. Branch Dressing says, so good. My wife and I always listen on car rides and love it. I reviewed first because I'm good, baby, and everyone loves me. P.S. I love you, Bree. Bring back bananas, says, great podcast. Started listening to this podcast in August last year, and I've been hooked since. Not caught up as college got in the way, but I'm almost there now from a summer of binge listening. Each cast member brings something to the show, and they go on to say very, very many good and nice things. Thank you so much. Bow Hunting Fan says, 6 weeks to catch up. Jesus. I highly recommend this podcast. As a new DM for my kids, my sister recommended I listen to this podcast to find out how it could be done. After the first couple of episodes, I was addicted. It is inspiring to see how the players and DM deal.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Character death. If you have trouble with the first few, skip to ep 90 where Nika joins. Yeah, they say many more nice things. Thank you. AKA the Burning Chain from the United States says, who is your best friend and why is he waving, eh? I'm not sure if that just got copied over weird, but Lanai 121 says, Bonana, I love this podcast. I started from the beginning, and I just found out about Lord Tom Vidalis. I love this arc, and I'm so looking forward to your future adventures. Remember, if he says banana, kill him on the spot. The Human from the United States says, started a few weeks ago, can't stop. Just started 2 weeks ago, and I'm on episode 46, and I can't stop listening. Found the podcast in my search for inspiration for my first time DMing, and I just got completely addicted. So happy, praise Uthgar, they're still making new content too. I love this so much that I reviewed the podcast for the first time, just for you guys, and told my friends they should listen. Keep it icy. Everyone. We had several reviews here that mentioned telling other buds about it. Please, please, please tell a friend or five.
If you have done that, you are a hero. You're an angel.
Yes. As you know, we have 496 episodes. And every day there are 13 new actual play podcasts. They look at us and they say, oh, they're old. Oh, well, I could never get caught up with them. Or, oh, well, they must be one of the big boys that doesn't need my listen. That's not true. The gulf.
We're little boys.
We're little baby boys. The gulf between us and the big boys. Yes. So it doesn't seem like that much due to how iTunes ranks us, but it's cataclysmically different. So thank you so much for all that you've done to help us get where we are. But, you know, we appreciate the beans out of when you tell us or tell other people about us or tell us that you just started listening. All that good stuff. Thank you. It means a lot. And help us quit our jobs or something. Please.
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 There's already been some amazing sketches coming out of the chat room, and I love them so much.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen any of them. Shit.
Yep. It's already happening.
They're so good.
They're so good. I love you guys. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at 350 Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finish getting Brooke stabbed, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.